The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 4.83, up 2.25 on the open. March, 4.89.5, up 1.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 4.13, up 4 on the open. March, 4.29.25, up 3.75. May, 4.38.5, up 2.5. July, 4.43.5, up 2.5 on the open. December corn opened at 247.75, up 1.25 on the open. March, 261, up 3/4. May, 269, up 1.25. July, 276, up 3.75. September, 280.75, up 1/2. December, 289.75, up 3/4 on the open. December oats open at 205.25, up 2.25 on the open. March, 210.5, up 1.25. November beans opened at 5.47, up 2.75 on the open. January, 5.60, up 2.75. March, 5.71, up 2.25. May, 5.81, up 1.75. July, 5.90.5, up 2 on the open. And red line November at 6.07, up 2. October soybean meal opened at 162.70, up 60. December, 163.20, up 60 on the open. October soybean oil opened at 24.33, up 10 on the open. December, 24.57, up 2. At the Merck, September feeders opened at 116.90, down 30 on the open. October, 114.95, down 40. November, 113.80, down 55 on the open. October live cattle opened at 89.90, down 22.5 on the open. December, 90 even, down 27.5. February, 90.75, down 40 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 64.40, down 52.5 on the open. December, 61.55, down 57.5. February, 62.80, down 67.5. And April, 63.45, down 40 on the open. February pork bellies opened at 88.50, down 70 on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. A beautiful morning in central Illinois.
It is a very beautiful, sunny day today, but later this week, things should turn a little bit more gray with rain on the way and some significant rain across the Corn Belt. And I wonder whether or not this particular rain and maybe the one forecast for next week as well may push corn prices above 250.
Well, it's a very supportive part of the equation. And then in between there, there's supposed to be a good shot of frost freeze over the big producing states of Illinois and Indiana. One thing that Dave Hightower mentioned in some of his commentary this morning was a dollar decline in crude oil equates to a $7 billion multiplier in the U.S. economy. So consumers have $7 billion more to spend on a dollar decline in crude oil. I stopped in at Casey this morning at a little after 6 o'clock a.m. before I came over to the grain elevator. And I asked the lady about the fuel consumption, and she said that $3 versus $2.30, there's about a 30% increase in the actual fuel being used. I thought it was an interesting tidbit. I suspicioned it was something like that, and I'm sure it varies from station to station, but I thought it was a very interesting fact that it did have a tendency to slow the U.S. economy down on a very large scale, the high-priced fuel.
So are you making the point that if the funds are pulling out of crude oil, they may pull out of commodities like corn too?
Well, I think we've seen probably the worst in corn of the commodity fund liquidation, but I think we still see some very major problems with hedge funds, with their investments in probably crude oil. We've seen a tremendous down trend in the gold and silver. And I think that there's probably some conservatism on the idea that other energies will explode in price. But in the meantime, what's good for the U.S. economy, I'm a strong believer, will ultimately be a positive factor for the commodities traded in Chicago.
So 250 a tough nut to crack in the short term?
I think it probably will be, but if these forecasts are verified and the continued exit polling that we're getting, that it's a crop of corn, not a bin buster crop of corn in the Midwest, I think that that also will be very supportive of corn on dips. One major commodity think tank feels that season's lows have already been put in the corn market, and I have a tendency to agree with that. The thing that we are seeing is that the deterioration of the stocks, the quality of the stocks due to insect problems, other quality issues, corn going down, I think is a major market factor. And, of course, whenever we see a stock that's not healthy, that also encourages yield loss.
So the season lows in futures are in, that would put it at 233.5 from 18 August. What about on the cash side? Another opportunity for at least one more run down, or does these delays mean the August lows hold?
Whenever it's a wet fall, it has a tendency to keep the basis from going quite as low. That's a debate. My hunch is that the transportation system's better this year than the last 2 years. The storage amount of storage build is a lot larger. That's also positive. And, of course, both export demand functioning this year versus the previous 2 years under some severe strain, and also with cheaper fuel, it is easier to maneuver semi-trucks from location to location. It doesn't cost quite as much. So have trucks will travel, and I think that they will put the crop away. The other factor is that there is still a very large carry in the grain market, so we think that the farmer is going to be a very strong holder of corn and soybeans, even though the LDP payments probably aren't going to be very large. So at some point in time next year, maybe sell grain quick, but right now we think they're going to be very strong holders. To answer your question, I would almost say that the cash market's probably made a major bottom, too.
Turn your attention then to the soybeans, where we've been practically straight down from 5 June. Is there another quarter to the downside? And there are some folks say $5 in the futures.
We have even heard there was some 70 and 80 bushel yields of soybeans in Nebraska. The farmer is going to be a strongholder of soybeans. The seed size isn't a home run like I thought it would be this year. The soy diesel, soybean processing, and the soy diesel is a major help in the soybean equation. Smaller acres in South America, and also we think there'll be some smaller acreage here in the U.S. as far as bean production is concerned. A year from now, soybeans will have a very definite different complexion to it as far as flat price is concerned. Demand to China is good to excellent. Soybeans are going to struggle in here, but we do think in the middle of winter, spring, we could see a $6 bill on some of the deferred soybean contracts.
Wheat has showed some strength this week. It's also seasonal. But, of course, there was the numbers out yesterday about Argentina as well as Australia. But you have to feed the bull. And what news might feed the bull in the next 10 days?
And we're also seeing a very big acreage of and hearing about a very large acreage of wheat that will be planted this year in the Midwest and also the West. Our general impression is, of course, Iran Iraq, rather, is in the market for some U.S. wheat. The general feeling is that this very tight world carryover of wheat is bullish. The problem is we just haven't seen the major exporter buying of that commodity and the demand show up at the table just yet. You know, a watch pot never boils, and whenever the end user starts to buy, and chances are they'll wait and buy it on rallies instead of dips. So our impression is that it's going to be a very exciting market, and the verdict on just how high prices can go on the old crop probably won't come into play until December, March timeframe.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day and hope things go well.
Thank you. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 10 o'clock, and in the studio is Jack Brighton.
Good morning, Dave.